the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, up to now we have been discussing the different types and kinds of supplication. We mentioned the kind of supplication that is only verbal, and in that case, the tongue is not in harmony with the heart, but a better kind of supplication, in its true sense, the true meaning of supplication, is the one in which the heart is interpreted by the tongue. We also added two different kinds of supplication. The kinds of supplication which is called malhoon, in which the utterer of that, due to his ignorance of the wordings of the supplication, or sometimes his lack of attention, might offer the wrong form of supplication in wrong words and forms. Also, we had supplication by the heart, in which there is no verbal form involved, and it is only the heart that is engaged. Now, there is yet another kind of supplication, which is called evolutional supplication. This is a supplication desired by our evolutionary nature. Basically, nature is managed by the Creator in such a way that all the needs of creatures, all the needs of plants, animals, and the like are met. One example is the infant's food, which is made ready in the mother's breasts even before its birth. This food is needed by the child, and in the Holy Quran we read, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All those who are in the heavens and the earth ask of him. So this مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ is literally everything that is created, not just human beings. مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We also read in the Holy Quran, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. He gives you of all that you ask him, and if you count Allah's favors, you will not be able to number them. This means that you are given literally everything that you do not think of. You cannot perceive, you cannot understand whatever you are given. Even the things you have not imagined, you have been given. إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. You cannot count them, you cannot number them. It is clear that man is unable to ask for infinite assets which he needs. So all the assets which exist in the world other than ours, and which are innumerable, are the evolutional blessings of Allah. It is worth mentioning, however, that most of Allah's assets are not conceivable by man. So man would not wish for them. Thus, if many of our needs, such as all kinds of fruits, vegetables, beauties and the like, did not exist in nature, nobody could even think of them or wish for them. For instance, If winter and summer fruits did not exist, who would think of them or who would ask of them? Thus, most divine assets are created in response to man's natural and evolutionary needs without the mankind asking for them. It is only He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what kind of needs a particular creature requires, and He, out of His benevolence, out of His vast ocean of mercy, has provided them even before the creature understand its need to them. Of course, it should be known that this kind of supplication is always responded. This is because it is created by God, and anything which He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, deems as inevitable is done.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ovaz bala vapas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, by concluding what we have mentioned up to now, and considering the previous issues, it is clear that supplication is a truth which is beyond the spiritless words and somehow possesses a particular spirit, which is the exact relation between the utterer of supplication and the one for whom supplication is uttered. It is, in fact, a kind of connection that needs to be set up, and the words are only the interpreters. The words are only representatives of this kind of connection. In other words, when practicing supplication, after using words, if words are to be used, our determination should be serious. It is the result of attraction and being attracted, and it is one of the human traits. In supplication, man should say what he cares for. So, if we analyze the truth behind supplication, we will find that it is the fact of being slave in front of Allah. That is the spirit of supplication. We can generally say that any sort of worship done by man is a kind of supplication and asking for Allah's favors. And in this concern, Allama Tabatabai in Al-Mizan refers to the mistake which the writer of Al-Manar has committed. This writer has erroneously assumed that not every worship is a supplication, for instance, like fasting, although a kind of worship is not considered a supplication. But Allama Tabatabai says, supplication is analytically asking for divine assistance and favors, and therefore, fasting, which is by nature a kind of asking for perfection, growth for Allah's favors, and this is considered as an important way to beg God's benevolence. This is an important issue. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through